This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right. I know it's a very anxiety-producing week. I get it. Just hang in there. It's almost over. You know, Thanksgiving used to be a happy holiday, people. It used to be happy. And then all of a sudden, the kids were off school 4 days, and you were like, all right, well, that's kind of a pain in the butt. And I guess now, like in my neck of the woods, the kids are off all week. I guess now Thanksgiving is all week. Now, that's great if you're going to go traveling. It's pretty cool. So you could go travel on Thanksgiving. But, I'm not paying taxes for my kids to be home with me. I want them out of the house, and I got to work still. I have to work. But the big thing that seems to ruin everybody's Thanksgiving is family. I hate to say it. Look, I love my family. All right. I love the in-laws. But it's stressful for a lot of us. I get it. And so every year I try to prepare you guys, all right, so that you can get through it. And it's a shame because, in people's defense, you know, you work hard. The fall season is very busy at work. And so it's my busiest time of year, whether it was in my office or at work now, I mean, it's busy. And so you get time off, and rather than you getting to do what you want to do, sleep in, watch football, work on your hobbies, you have to travel. Or you have to go to family, or you have to stay at their house, or you have to talk to people that you may not want to talk to. You know, my family, I love my family to death, but I hate getting together with all of them because we bring up the past. And there was a lot to our past that we don't want to bring up. And then there's guilt, and there's fights, and there's, and it's just not fun. And you're like, okay, we won't talk about it, you know, but then you remind each other of stuff in the past. And I know, you know, yeah, we probably all should go see some counselor, but it's really easier to just not see each other. I mean, honestly. All right, but what if you have to go to your in-laws? So here's some steps that'll make the holidays easier, okay? Number one, huddle up, okay? You and your spouse have to huddle up. And even your spouse wants to avoid controversy with the in-laws. So before you guys meet the in-laws or the family, huddle up and create a strategy for how to deal with insults, how to take a break. You know, like one of you go and take the car to go grab some last-minute, you know, Thanksgiving necessities or whatever. Where you get to sit at the table, that's a biggie. All right, Thanksgiving dinner can last hours. And if you are stuck next to somebody you don't want to be, that's miserable. So, you know, talk that out. Potential arguments regarding the children and their upbringing. Be prepared for any arguments and how you guys are going to deal with it. You know, so look, if your mother brings up this, and honestly, your wife or your husband shouldn't get mad. Say, look, you know, I want this to be the best Thanksgiving ever. What do I do if your mother brings up this? Or your father brings up this. How do you want me to respond? You know your parents better than me, and I want this to be a good Thanksgiving. And rarely is your spouse going to say, just sit there and take it. Rarely they're going to do that. If you could get a hotel room, do it. I understand most family insist you stay with them. And, you know, 3-4 nights at hotel hell cannot be too much. Now, sometimes the grandparents want to babysit the grandkids. So what you could do is you could say, look, me and wifey want to have some alone time and get a hotel. grandparents could host a slumber party. Hopefully your kids are good. Right? And tell them, look, they're doing you a big favor because you get a much-needed night away from the kids, and at least you get a night away, and you get to be in a hotel. Cowboys are playing on Thanksgiving, so we have football. We have football, thank heavens. So what you want to do is immediately, the second you walk into the house, partner up with somebody who likes football, get him to put the television on. Even if you only get a 15-minute out, it's football. And if you have ever had sciatica, say it's acting up, okay, and you cannot sit at a table for hours, okay? The chairs are pushed together tight. You feel trapped. So if you ever had an issue with your back, knee, leg, muscle, pinky toe, use that as an excuse to heave the table forward. Get up and stretch your legs. Slowly live over the living room where you can see the football game. Make sure that football game is on. Put it on mute so nobody tells anybody to turn it off. No in-law wants to take on your boss, so pretend that you got called because of work, okay? If you got to go on your computer, make a phone call, drive 60 miles away, make sure your spouse is on board with this one. Diarrhea worked for me all the time. Have diarrhea. You can escape 3 to 5 times an hour since you need to run to the bathroom. If you have a cold coming on or you think you're going to get sick, tell them you feel a cold is coming on. You're not officially lying because you may get a cold in January. Then nobody has to give you kisses, etc. Now, what if you don't have a coordinated exit plan, or they're on to you? Just don't take it personally. The insults are going to come, okay? They're not personal attacks, okay? This is just what, in-laws or family do, okay? Just don't take it, seriously. And remember, you're not alone. Millions of adults are going to be in the exact same position at you at the same moment in time. Just go through Facebook. You'll scroll through hundreds of us, like, oh, God, okay? And you'll just you'll feel better. Right? Make a game of it. Bet your wife or coworker that you will get the most insults over the holiday, right? And that write down on a note every time it happens. And the more it occurs, you win. And then compare notes and maybe use it as a get out of jail free card with your spouse. Okay? You gotta have a happy place. If you do this for your wife, okay? Then you get a free day or a free weekend upon completion of the holiday with the in-laws. You can plan, you can fantasize about that. All right, makes your tour duty path a lot easier. Bring the pets, okay? Dogs need to get walked. Cats have to be chased around the house. Pets give you an out. So it's not easy. They're your family. They're her family. All right, just be thankful that, at least you get to be with, somebody you want to be with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Leanne tweeted joins us to tell us about what happened with Al Franken. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a few days ago, on 790 KABC's website, Leanne Tweeden, who I've worked with now for a long time on KABC Radio, had very bravely come forward with her story of what happened to her involving Al Franken. And Leanne is, she's exquisite. Model, broadcaster, sports commentator, and she is the news anchor on McIntyre in the Morning on 790 KABC. And she joins us now to kind of share her story. Leanne, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course, Dr. Dahlia. We love you, by the way.
Oh, same here. I you know me. I am such a fan. And, you know, this is more than just a Me Too. This is a, you had, not only did you have to live through what had happened, but there was photographic evidence that was circulating, that so you couldn't escape it even if you wanted to. Tell us why you came forward.
Well, you know, look, this happened to me in 2006 when I was on a USO tour. So it was, you know, now 11 years ago. And a lot of people, that was the question. Why are you coming out with it now? Well, let me tell you, when I came back after what had happened to me, and it wasn't just the photo. I mean, the photo, yes, was something that people can look at and they see, and it's sort of evidence. But, you know, at the beginning of that trip, he also forced a kiss on me and stuck his tongue down my throat, unwanted. And then I had to endure the entire almost two-week trip of, you know, once you sort of rebuff somebody, then I had to endure the petty comments, he was drawing devil horns on my autograph pictures and sort of pushing them back into my pile. So I was dealing with, you know, pettiness and, you know, insults and little things like that. So it was just sort of the attack like that that I had to deal with for 2 weeks. And then it ended, you know, sort of culminated with that photo when I was asleep and we were taken off from Afghanistan. And, you know, if you haven't been living under a rock, it was like on every single news show. It was on the nightly news. It was trending all over Twitter. The president was tweeting about it. I mean, it was on SNL. I mean, I couldn't escape it. You know, it was sort of everywhere. And he was, you know, I was in my Kevlar helmet and a flak vest, a bulletproof vest, and he was bending over and he took a picture as if he was, you know, had a handful of my boobs and just sort of looking at the camera, mocking and just sort of smiling. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, he wasn't really grabbing your boobs, and oh, he was just, you know, it was juvenile behavior, but it wasn't really, you know, grabbing you or whatever. And what people, I think, don't understand is, you know, would you like that to be your daughter? Would you like that to be your wife, your mom, your sister, whatever? But like I said, you have to read my whole story in its entirety, and just it's the totality of everything that he had done to me, how, you know, what had happened from the beginning of the tour to the end. And it was completely inappropriate.
It's degrading.
Totally degrading.
You
and
know,
he meant it to be, you know, embarrassing and humiliating to me. And,
exactly.
You know, and I wanted to come out with it when I came home. And at the time, look, 2006 is certainly not 2017. And with the whole Harvey Weinstein thing where women are feeling empowered to come out, my then boyfriend, who is now my husband and the father of my children, was like, oh, it's not even worth it. Don't come out. They're going to come after you. They're going to your career. I was doing the best damn sports show at the time. I was a sportscaster. He's like, you're the one who's going to get fired. They're going to find every skeleton in your closet. It's just not going to be worth it. Like, don't bother. Like, why? Like, why are you going to put yourself through this when you're not going to win? Like, you're not going to come out looking, even though you have the evidence and you have the story, like,
it's just
not going to come out in your favor. So that's why women stay silent, and I stay silent, but I was angry. Let me tell you, I was so angry, and I'm a fighter, and I'm one of those women who, like, I'm sitting here telling you the story all over again, and my hand is in a fist, you know, because I'm like, I just want to punch the guy in the face, you know, and it makes me angry. And now I understand why women stay silent some their entire lives and they don't want to say anything. But it's just, you know, I felt empowered by women coming out. And then on our show a couple weeks ago, we had California Congresswoman Jackie Speier come out, and she told a story when she was a young aide, and she was a congressional aide, and she had her chief of staff, like, you know, one day at work, just sort of push her up against the wall and took her face in his hands and kissed her on the mouth and stuck his tongue down her throat. And I looked at Doug, because he sits across from me, and I looked at him and I mouthed, I said, that was Al Franken. He did that to me. And that was sort of my, Dr. Dolly, that was my
impetus.
Moment. Like I said, that sort of like was the, you know, I didn't have an epiphany, but it was sort of like my trigger. I said, you know what? You know, maybe that's my time to speak, because we've also, Lauren Savon is, you know, sometimes she fills in for me and she's on, you know, Channel 11 out here on Fox, and she told her Harvey Weinstein story and the potted plant, which is disgusting, but she's told her story on our show, and we listened to that. And then, you know, we had the girl from Fox News who was on Fox and Friends that wrote a book, and she told her story on our show. So, like, I've been listening to the stories, and then the Me Too movement. So I've been thinking about it, and all my friends that have known about it, because I told like, you know, like Lauren said, all your circle of friends knew. I told everybody in my circle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody knew the story. They'd all seen the picture over the years. So they're all like, are you going to come out with your story? Are you finally going to show the world the picture? Are you going to tell everybody what happened? And as I'm thinking about it, you know, Congresswoman Jackie Speier came out and told her story. And I said, you know what? Maybe this is the time. This is it. And I just decided, you know, I have a young daughter. I have a 2-year-old and I have a 4-year-old mm-hmm. son. And I said, mm-hmm. if this is going to be the change, if this is really going to be not just some other thing that's going to die down and not really make a change for good. But I thought, you know, I'm going to stand on the shoulders of these other women who have bravely come forward. And now so many women have come forward, you know, hundreds of women
inspiring.
About different
yeah.
men. And even the men that have come forward. And think about that. I know it's hard for us women. Men to come out and say they've been sexually harassed or abused is really
big
difficult
time.
Because of it. It's shameful for women, but for men, oh, my gosh. And I said, you know what? If they have the strength to do it, then, you know, I got to find the strength somewhere because this has got
Amen,
to stop.
Sister.
Or at least we've got
yeah.
to start making the change.
Now, we're speaking to Leanne Tweeden, who very bravely came out a few days ago about what had happened with her and Al Franken on the USO tour about 10 years ago. No, you're so right. I mean, when I was in medical school, there was no way I felt I could tell anybody with what happened to me. I thought I would get kicked out of medical school. There was no way I was going to at that early in my career. I was like, you know what? I'll just take it. I'll just swallow it and just kind of.
Yeah, because who's going to believe you, right?
Yeah. And there was going to be no gain. I couldn't get that moment back. But, you know, this is what's interesting. So there's a lot of people concerned about, you know, witch hunts going on with a lot of public figures now. But what they don't understand is, okay, a butt grab is a butt grab. We've all had our butts grabbed. We're not going to make a federal case of it. But being a doctor, somebody thrusting their tongue and any communicable disease that they have into your mouth, their HPV, their whatever.
Thank you.
It's even more than assault. And I mean, it's disgusting. They could give you strep. They could give you salmonella. I mean, you know, and what I was
Thank
talking
you.
About earlier in the hour, in the last hour was, there's got to be some delusional behavior going on with these people where Al Franken thought that he was desirable enough for you as a victim to want to receive his tongue. You see what I mean? Like you hear with Harvey Weinstein or Charlie
yeah.
Rose, they were running around naked in front of their victims. What makes them think
yeah.
there's recipients of that, you know?
Right. Or for 10 years I've been thinking, like, what goes through their mind? Or even that, like, they take a picture and they think, you know, in 2006, in 2005, he had already known that he was already raising money knowing that he wanted to run for that Senate seat in Minnesota. So Doug and I are like, okay, he already knew he had aspirations to run for Senate in 2006 when he took that photo. So you had to be, your cojones had to be so big to think that you could even take a photo like that of a sleeping woman
and
still think, I could get away with that.
But
so
because they did. They've been getting away with it. They've been getting away with it
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Since the
yeah.
beginning of time, Dr. Dahlia, that power struggle between men and women and being able to get away with it. And, you know, I was reading some stuff about the whole Charlie Rose thing about he would do this to women that he worked with in the car. He'd put his hand on their leg, and if they didn't resist, he'd put it a little bit higher. And if they didn't resist, he'd put it a little bit higher until he'd get, you know, until he'd touch things. And if they didn't resist, you know, because a lot of times we freeze. You don't know what to do. You don't say anything because you're like, if you're a single mom and that's how you support your children and you can't lose this job because you have to feed your kids and put a roof over their heads, what do you do?
Right.
You know what?
Right.
That makes you angry and that puts you in a predicament. So you just sit there and you take it.
No,
you know, and you get taken advantage of.
Well, Leanne, thank God you did it, and we're out of time. But, man, thank you. You're so brave. I love you, Leanne. Let's have you back
again. I love
you,
Dr. Dahlia, anytime.
All right, you take care, sweetie. Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that nearly half of cancer cases in the U.S. may be preventable. Now, I don't know if that's good news or bad news. It's supposed to be good news in the medical setting. But for those of you that have ever battled cancer, you're like, oh, really? So I did something wrong? So I have to be really, really careful when these headlines come out, because they can either make you feel happy or make you feel like crap. But they say, you know, there are some things that we do that really put us more at risk, and we have more control than we think. True, some things that raise our risk of cancer are out of our control. Like, we can't choose our parents. You know, we'll try to choose our parents. We'll try to reject our parents, not call them. It doesn't matter. They carry bad genes and gave you those genes. You got to live with them. So sometimes there's not much you can do there. But what about smoking? Now, what about drinking alcohol? What about poor diet? And according to Ann Goding Sauer, an epidemiologist at the American Cancer Society, she says these are among the top causes of preventable cancer cases. Now, nothing in the new report is going to be surprising because we know that a lot of, you know, cancer can be caused by excessive sun or excessive alcohol or bad habits. But this is a call to action for us to change to healthy habits. We really kind of take advantage of our bodies and take for granted what our bodies need. You know, I mean, we'll drink energy drinks, we'll drink soda pop, and we'll vape, and we'll drink, you know, some, I don't know, wild turkey, and we'll, you know, maybe skip vegetables that day. And, you know, we just don't realize, you know, your body is expecting certain vitamins, is expecting certain amino acids, is expecting certain fats, a certain amount of cholesterol, a certain amount of carbs. Right? And we've studied what the body needs, but we don't do it. You know, if I saw a cupcake with yummy frosting and I saw some jicama, do you think I would grab the jicama? No. Would I grab the lima beans? If there was a bowl of Brussels sprouts, I would probably throw a clove of garlic on it and, you know, take out a wooden cross. I mean, we have such adversity sometimes to vegetables, and that's what's going to save us. So anyway, according to the study, they say several major cancers had a high percentage of cases linked to preventable risk factors. Lung cancer, obviously, with more than 85% of the cases preventable, stop smoking. Liver cancer, 71% due to preventable risk factors. Colorectal cancer, colon cancer, rectal cancer, 54%. Breast cancer, 29%. So to come up with the estimates, the research team looked at cancer cases and deaths in the U.S. in 2014 for 26 cancer types. And they estimated the number of specific cancer cases due to risk factors. So cigarette smoking, secondhand smoke, you're killing your wife, you're killing your husband if you're smoking. Obesity, that's a tough one, guys. Linked to colorectal cancer, breast cancer, so many others. Alcohol, linked to liver cancer, throat cancer, so many others. Red meat and processed meat. We gotta cut back on our red meat. Causes colorectal cancer. Not eating enough fruits and vegetables was linked to throat cancer. Too little fiber in the diet was linked to colorectal cancer. Too little calcium in the diet, colorectal cancer. Too little exercise, breast and colon cancer. UV light, melanoma. They say six cancer-linked infections included H. pylori, for stomach cancer, the bacteria causes stomach cancer, hepatitis B and C, which causes liver cancer, herpes, which was linked to Kaposi sarcoma that we see in HIV patients, HIV linked to lymphoma and Kaposi sarcoma, and human papillomavirus. And human papillomavirus, that's a bad one. Oral cancer, throat cancer, penile cancer, vaginal cancer, or cervical cancer, and vaginal cancer. So the team calculated that 42% of all cancer cases and 45.1% of deaths, or more than 265,000 of the 500,000 looked at, were linked to preventable factors. So cigarette smoking was huge, body weight, alcohol. Physical inactivity, exercise, get off your butts, people, you know? So some risk factors affected cancer in men more than women, like smoking rates historically higher in men than women. So it was no surprise that cigarette smoking accounted for more than 23% of all cancers in men, but 14.5% of cancers in women. So it seemed to be more of a culprit for men than women. Now, why is that? Are men's lungs more sensitive than women's? Do men inhale more? Do men have a bigger tidal volume of air that they inhale more? So maybe they get in more particulates? Are women smoking for different reasons than men? Are men smoking for stress and women smoking for appetite issues? So when a woman finishes her smoke, you know, she has a couple puffs. She's like, oh, my appetite's down. I could stop. Whereas a man's like, well, no, my stress isn't gone, so I'm going to finish my cigarette. It's very interesting to look at the patterns between the way men and women smoke. Something to look at. Of course, women have breasts, so they're going to probably have more breast cancer, but men have breast tissue, and men could have breast cancer as well. But little exercise definitely affected with that. And cancer rates are declining. we are going down with cancer rates because we're doing pap smears, we're doing mammograms, we're doing PSAs to check the prostate, we're doing colonoscopies. But they are saying that 1.6 million new cases are expected this year, with 600,000 deaths in the U.S. So, what does that mean for you and I? Well, we need to get off our butts. We need to try to avoid hepatitis, try to avoid HPV. If you are young enough to get the HPV vaccine, get it. If you can't get the vaccine because you're over 26, avoid oral sex. You don't want to get HPV in the back of your throat, especially guys. You know, it's crazy. Throat cancer. I mean, wow. You know, was it Michael Douglas that said it was oral sex? Everybody thinks it was the Basic Instinct scene. Really, the Basic Instinct scene, she was in a chair across the room. He didn't get HPV from that, okay? I don't think Michael Douglas ever slept with Sharon Stone, okay? I don't think that happened. But everybody kind of relates that, okay? For some reason, they think of Michael Douglas, and they think of vaginas. They just do. But he was in a lot of sex movies. There was a lot of movies where he... What was that movie with Glenn Close? Was that the movie where she, I don't remember, it was in the 80s, and he had an affair with her, and then she went all psych, you know, obsessive with him. Fatal Attraction. There it is, Fatal Attraction, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so maybe that's when he got HPV. Not from Glenn Close, but my guess is to be able to do those movies, you know, you got to be pretty adept in sex. That's, you know, a lot of you guys wonder why I never made it in Hollywood and why I'm not in a movie with Michael Fassbender. You really have to have some good command of sex. You know, you got to make people think that you're sexy and you know what you're doing. And, you know, with me being an under-the-cover, lights-out type of girl, can I keep most of my clothes on? It just doesn't work for Hollywood. It really doesn't. Yeah. I still think it would work for Michael Fassbender. I really think he would like me. I really do. I think Michael Fassbender would think I was cute. You know, I am a little older than him. That stinks. I used to not be older than the people I had crushes on. Right? Like, I was younger than Bo Duke. Alright, okay, so you guys know what to do. You gotta get off your butts, you gotta exercise, right? We gotta try not to get cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I get asked many times on Facebook about, you know, getting sun, and our lack of sun is making us sick and giving us cancer. I agree with you. I think one of the reasons why cancer is so prevalent is because we don't walk to work. We don't farm. We aren't out there in the sun. I really think that when you look at a lot of the populations closer to the equator, you aren't going to see colon cancer. You're not going to see breast cancer as much. You're not going to see these types of cancer. I was in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta a couple years ago, and I was asking people, I go, look, you know, is cancer pretty, you know, common? And they're like, no, diabetes is. In Mexico, but cancer's not a biggie. Yet in America, almost everybody we know has been fighting cancer. The problem is the melanoma, and that's why doctors can't give you guys a straight answer on that one. We don't know how much sun is safe, because it could be a rogue melanocyte that, you know, decides to just propagate and turn into melanoma, and it may not even be where the sun hits you. It could be on the butt. So we are so scared to death of melanoma that would almost rather deal with cancers we could treat than melanoma, even though we could treat, has a worse prognosis. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm sure many of you guys heard this story. A mom has been sentenced to jail, 3 years in prison, actually, after her son died of strep throat and she failed to take him to a doctor. Instead, she attempted to treat his strep throat with, quote, holistic remedies. Tamara Lovett, 38 years old of Calgary, was found guilty in January in the 2013 death of her 7-year-old son, Ryan.
According to Court of Queens Bench Justice Christine Eidsvik, she says Lovett's actions resulted in the senseless death of an innocent child who needed her protection. This is heartbreaking. If your child is not getting better, you are legally and morally bound to take your child to an actual doctor for actual medical care. Now, Lovett's son contracted strep throat in March of 2013. He died 10 days later. The boy was pronounced dead at the apartment after his mother called 911 when she found him on the floor. The strep throat had gone into his lungs, causing pneumonia, and then later transferred to the brain, causing meningitis. The mom said in court that she thought her son had a common cold or flu and treated him with holistic remedies that included dandelion tea. I am so furious. I'm a fan of holistic medicine, but this is ridiculous. I mean, this is murder as far as I'm concerned. Eidsvik said the boy died an excruciating, unnecessary death because he was completely dependent on his mother for using common sense and treatment choices. Lovett did express remorse. I mean, I'm sure she's beside herself. She lost her kid. It's her fault, and now she's going to jail. I mean, she must be completely beside herself, you know, and I pray for her, and I pray for her son's soul, but oh my God, the woman's an idiot. She expressed remorse during the trial and said she can't begin to forgive herself for contributing to her son's death. I hope others learn from my ignorance. The judge said Lovett's prison sentence should serve as a lesson for parents to give their children proper care during health issues. So, I would not extrapolate to the vaccine issue that parents have, okay? And a lot of people are. They're comparing the two, okay? Anti-vaxxers are nowhere near what this mom is, okay? Even though I'm pro-vaccine, it's a much different case. In this case, there was a child who was sick. Now, mind you, you know, people can have religious beliefs. They could be, maybe they want to institute prayer. Maybe they want to, you know, but if your child is not getting better and starting to worsen, or you are not getting a handle on this, okay, it's your duty. You have to help your child. And because you are of the thought that dandelion tea is a cure-all, all right, what's the difference between that and a psychosis? All right, and any child who is under the care of somebody who refuses to give them medical treatment, that child needs to be taken away from them when they're sick or taken away from them indefinitely. And that's a tough thing for a doctor to come in and say, but this is how I handled it with my patients. I had a lot of patients who wanted to use holistic remedies. I had no problem with that. Again, you know, my practice was integrative family medicine. So we had chiropractic, we had acupuncture, we had homeopathy. I was the more straight line medical, family medicine physician, but I had partners who did other things. And so when I had a patient that would come in saying, look, you know, I don't want to give antibiotics to my child if he doesn't need them, I commended them. I'm like, I agree with you. If your child doesn't need the antibiotic, I agree. Don't be shoving antibiotics down the kid's throat. But co-manage them with me. If your kid gets sick, make sure I'm aware. Make sure I am at least, you know, make sure I'm aware of the situation. Bring them in. Because if it turns... Here we have a medicine that we could, you know, use. And we never had an issue. Our, you know, the children that had viruses got better. Those that didn't got an antibiotic and got treated. And, we never had an issue. So for those of you that are holistic, that, you know, are questioning when to give a child a medication. And mind you, antibiotics have side effects. I mean, a lot of people were freaked out about that story with that little girl. Excuse me. There was a little girl years ago, I believe it was over the Thanksgiving holiday, who took children's Motrin. And she went into a Stevens-Johnson's reaction where she lost most of her skin. It was a horrible immune reaction that happened because she reacted to children's Motrin. And she had a viral illness, and rather than taking an antibiotic, took, you know, it was something that kids take all the time. And she was the one in a million who got a bad side effect. So I get it that parents are out there and they're scared to give a child antibiotic or give a child medication. I get that. But you also can't be stupid. Okay? Bacteria are pathogens. Viruses are pathogens. Fungi are pathogens. And sometimes you don't even know what the hell your child has. And so you're diagnosing them without letting a medical provider diagnose them? Now, I'm not sure how they knew the child had strep. We're assuming maybe the child was tested post-mortem or, you know, and then they figured out, okay, well, this was a strep infection. Or the child had strep meningitis and the mom goes, yeah, he had a sore throat 10 days prior. And you know, mind you, when I had my first child, Stone, and he had his first sore throat, I did the same thing. I'm like, well, it's probably viral. I'm not going to shove antibiotics down him. But a day later, I saw that he developed pus all over his throat. He wasn't eating. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to mess around with this. Okay, I am not, you know, look, I tried the viral thing. No, this kid needs to be treated. And so, I know in hindsight, meningitis comes on fast. You know, maybe the child was looking like he was doing okay, and then all of a sudden, the bacteria spread, and then boom, knocked him for a loop on the last day. But, the idea that you're not going to get a medical provider involved is stupid. Okay, this is your baby. You are the only one that can advocate for that child. Now, for those people trying to relate this to anti-vaccine moms and dads, that's a little different. You have parents out there that are very suspicious of the side effect profile of vaccines. They shouldn't be, but they are. All right? I find vaccines safe. Do I think there's 1 in a million chance something could go wrong? Absolutely. Just like with any medication. Just like with any over-the-counter medication. But overall, it's safe. I vaccinated my kids. I recommend vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. But I also understand why parents are concerned. So when you have a parent who has a healthy child and has to decide to inject something into a healthy child, that goes against animalistic instincts. And as a doctor, I need to understand that a parent doesn't necessarily want something done to their healthy child. Now, you and I understand that, well, look, because the child may not be healthy later, this is going to protect them. Like the HPV vaccine is brilliant. The fact that you could get cancer later from oral sex, right, and this could protect you in your 70s and 80s or whatever, could protect against cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, penile cancer, whatever. All right, get the vaccine so you hopefully don't get cancer from HPV. To me, it's brilliant. But when you have a little baby, and even though me, being pro-vaccine, I was scared to death when I brought my healthy baby in to get vaccinated. And then the nurse was about to give him the wrong injection. So I don't blame parents for being apprehensive. Okay? And I don't think they should be jailed. One was jailed for not vaccinating her kid. Okay? Because now we're starting to look at rights, you know? You have a healthy child. You're afraid they're going to get a side effect. And one of my children did. He just did not do well after the vaccines. And I was praying and praying and praying. And I was like, oh, my God, did I do the right thing? And I still believe I did. Vaccinating them was the right thing to do. But it's scary. And so, should this mom go to jail for 3 years? Yeah, I think so. You know, she caused the death of her son. It was probably manslaughter, not murder. You know, she wouldn't get him treated. It's sad. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.